It's Sheridan TV time. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny. Thank you so much for joining us. Today is Tuesday. Fat Tuesday. February 13th.
Oh, yeah, they were selling those tchotchkes.
Helping make people fatter on Tuesdays. Today's the 13th. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm joined by Mr. Sheridan here, who's going to be chatting a little bit with you guys about double calendars versus iron condors, or alternative, whatever word you want to use in the middle there. If you have any questions for Dan as he works through the content, just go ahead and put it into the chat box, and I'll make sure to take a look at those. Mr. Sheridan.
Hello, Johnny. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fat Tuesday.
Hello. The fattest of Tuesdays.
And if you go eat those tchotchkes, you'll get punchkes. Real fat. I went in there. I actually stopped at the bakery today. I was going to get a donut. Don't tell anybody. But yeah,
that's a mistake on Fat Tuesday.
They didn't have it. Yeah. It was just Fat Tuesday. So they had everybody go in this corner that had their pre-orders.
That's right.
And some guy in there, he's like, I'm like, hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
You do not mess with.
You go in this row, and they give you a piece, and you could say which Fat Tuesday, what do I call it, klatchkis?
The punchki or whatever, I don't know.
Is that a Polish thing?
It's a Polish thing, yeah. See, that's the thing. Dan's Irish, Mary's an Italian woman. I'm Italian and German, so I've never, my wife is Polish, though, so that's why I got introduced to this incredible revelation that is punchki day.
Yeah. It was nuts. People were knocking each other over for the punchkis.
I love it.
So I just kind of ducked out.
That's right.
I said, I don't even know what these punchkis are.
That's right.
There's cream in the middle, aren't there? I think there's.
It's for all intents and purposes, it's just a filled donut.
So I got your punchki last year, didn't I?
I think so. Yeah. As I was telling Mike here, the last donut I had, I think, was last Fat Tuesday. Yeah.
Are you serious?
I think so.
You had a donut in a year.
I don't think I've had a donut in a year. Yeah, I think so.
Good man.
So we're gonna. Well, that's all ruined today.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk some options.
All right. So we got here. What's going on in the market is we look at a price chart of SPX. You know, we've come back some, right? The market has recovered some. We're still down about 7% off the all-time highs as of what we hit on the 29th, a little over a couple weeks ago. What are you laughing about?
Isn't it funny that it doesn't bounce back nearly as quickly as the correction?
No, the correction went quick.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it?
So if you look at on here, as we look at, we can't, if you look at Friday's lows, if you look at Friday's lows, which were whatever that is, 2540, 2530 area, that was definitely correction area, right there. I mean, I think we were down 11% with Friday's lows.
Yeah.
If you look at today, with us currently at SPX of 2663-ish, up in this area, it's about 7% down. So we still have a ways to go to climb the mountaintop.
Yeah.
But we're not as down as much. And, again, there's still some, it looks more stable, but I'd like to see the waters calm for a good 2 or 3 days, and still too early. But, just have to be more cautious. And I think the toughest thing for people is they're used to a certain market for the last 2-3 years. The market's gone up, volatility's been low. And now their world is shaking a little bit. And it just, it's good to get used to driving a car in different weather conditions. And that's what you're getting now. So, again, my biggest concern is execution. I don't mind things moving around if I can get in and out and get a decent fill. But, when you start getting 2% moves down or more on the downside, spreads are all over the map. And if you can't play, what good is it? So anyways, that's the environment we're in now, but volatilities are still high enough. VIX is 25, that iron condors, and out of the money call credit spread and put credit spread, you're still getting a lot more room on your iron condors and a little more credit than you did a month ago when VIX was 12 or 13. So If you look at, if we look at an iron condor example here, analyze, let's say we even go, I'll use the March 16 expiration. That's about 30 days out. And I'll just look at a iron condor where I'm selling a call and put delta to pick the short strike at around a 12. So if you look here, I'll just throw an example up for so we can look at. And I'm just looking at Thinkorswim TD Ameritrade. And I'll look at just a one contract iron condor 30 days out. So I'm using the March 16 expiration. And so if I look and I just want to do, I'll just look at a 12 delta call and put. So on the call side, as we whip around here at a dizzying speed, I want to sell the short strike around a 12 delta to be the 2800s in the calls. So I'm going to sell the 2800s in the calls. That's about a 12 delta. And then the 2800s, the current price around 2662. That's about 140 points out of the money. And then I'm going to buy my hedge 10 points away at the 2810 strike. And then on the put side, if I look for a 12 delta, I'm going to sell the roughly, I'm going to sell the 2420 put, and that's way out of the money. So the 2420 put is going to be, it's about a 12 delta. It's about 240 points out of the money. So, yeah, I mean, you're getting, you know, that's the big advantage or one of the pluses of doing an iron condor in a high vol environment. You get a lot more room. You don't get that much more credit, but you get some more. The big benefit is the distance, right? It's like Mr. Market is saying, hey, I know you're nervous, but I'll give you a lot more room. All right, keep talking. All right, so you get about $1.50 credit. Maybe a month ago you got $1.20 for the same type thing. But the big benefit is how much room you get, right? So as I move this bar here, you can see a graph here. And as I do a little artwork here, you can see this is the current price around 26.63. And you can see we're in the March 16 expiration, about 30 days out, my short strike. And this is the expiration graph, the green graph. That's how it looks in 30 days. The purple line is how the graph looks today. So if I'm selling the 2800s, I'm about 140 points out of the money on my call strike. And on the put strike at 2420, I'm about 240 points out of the money. So you get quite a bit more distance on these puppies as I'm doing it. And anyways, that's kind of an iron condor, how it looks right now. And I'd be about one delta short for the iron condor, which is fine, which is pretty acceptable. But that's how it looks. So you can see here, here's the current price. Get about 140 points on the upside, and you get about 220 points on the downside. And that's about a 30, what did I say? That was a 30-day iron condor. And again, so an iron condor, it's just this, it gives you kind of a range of where you can make money. And usually with an iron condor, it's between your short strikes. Now, there's more to it than that, but that's one thing. Now, if we look at a double calendar real quick, a double calendar would look like this, where that was a 30-day trade. Might go a little bit shorter duration here. Let's look where we at in SPX. We are at 2664. And if you look at a double calendar, I just have 10 contracts here, and just it's easier than to, for some reason, well, it gives me like each individual one, so I don't want to go to subtract from 10 to 1 on each one. I'll just leave it at 10 contracts. But here's what a double calendar would look like, where I'm selling the near term, maybe, let's see, a week from, what's the date? A week from this Friday. Week from this Friday, 23rd. Let's see, today's Feb 13.
2-3.
Feb 2-3. Jen says Feb 23. So like a 10-day double calendar, I sell the Feb 23 expiration, and then what's the expiration 14 days from there? Two Fridays from Feb 23 would be what?
9th.
All right, so I'm going to sell the Feb 23 expiration, and I'm going to buy the March 9th. I'm going to sell the Feb 23, and I'm going to buy the March 9th. So my shorts are 10 days from expiration. My longs are going to be 24 days from expiration. And then I'll kind of do this 50 points up and 50 points down. So if we're at 26.67, just for math, that's close to 26.70. So let's go 27.20 on the call side. And on the put side, let's go 50 points down from 27. 50 points down from 26.70 would be 26.20, right? I do my math right? 26.20. I don't know if I did my math right. We'll see. 26.20. 50 points up and 50 points down. So here's how the graph would look. A double calendar, so it kind of gives you that range like an iron condor. Here's the current underline, so where SPX is right now, 26.66. Again, our iron condor is a 30 days out example. This is, my short is 10 days out, my long is 24 days out, my call calendar is at 27.20 and the upside, my put side is 26.20. So about 40 points, 45 points below exactly, you know, close to 50 points or so up. And one of the reasons, and the deltas on this are, it says 28 deltas, but I have 10 contracts here. So 10 into 28 would be a little over 2 deltas long per contract, as you could see here. And that would be a double calendar. And I don't mind doing double calendars when the volatility is low, as long as I'm doing a shorter duration, because my theta will be pretty high. So things are really moving. And so what I'd like today, we just started our double calendar class. And so it's probably the first time I've done a class in a couple years where we'll be kind of navigating an income trade through a volatile environment.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'd encourage you to jump in on the class. The next class is Thursday. You can easily catch up. We just finished today's class, and you can get that archived and watch it before we start on Thursday. But I think that'll be good that we can, you can be able to apply some principles on managing income trades when the volatility kicks up. So thanks for attending today, folks. We'll see you on Thursday. Jen will give you a couple reminders on how to get in the double calendar class for Thursday, and also give you an idea of what's coming up in the summer. All right, folks, thanks.
So real quick, to learn a little bit more about the new class that Dan just started today, if you just click on the homepage, you'll see a nice big banner right here for the class. You can just click right on the banner, and that'll give you more information. You can watch a free preview and get signed up for the class. Now, it is a three-week class, so you'll definitely want to make sure to take advantage of being able to trade along with Dan and watch as he trades through this volatile market live, and should be really beneficial for you guys, and hopefully you can get a couple new trades out of it. In addition to that, we are going to be having our Chicago seminar May 31st and June 1st. If you just scroll down on Sheridan TV, there's a nice big purple banner there where you can learn a little bit more about that as well. Appreciate you joining us today. If you do have any questions, always shoot us an email here, info@sheridanmentoring.com. And we'll be happy to work with you guys. Thanks a lot for joining us. It's Tuesday, so that means we'll be back on Thursday for another installment of Sheridan TV. Thanks, everybody.